You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. 9 minutes past, well, 10 minutes past four this afternoon, and it's time for us to welcome the man back. He's been away for a while, as our Steve Reed, and he's back here on the Entrepreneur Zone this afternoon. Nice to see you again, Steve, looking all bright and breezy, and you know.
Thank you, Richard. That's nice to hear. I'm glad to be back. And as you correctly said, we're going to be talking about Vince today.
Yes.
And hopefully in 2 weeks' time, I will bring him into the studio and he'll bring his little thing that he's invented. He is gizmo. But I thought I'd like to introduce this subject for those who are – they've got an idea and they – at one stage, you had said, you know of people who've got a great idea, but then they don't know where to take it, how to
correct.
Take it. It's not going to answer everyone, but in this instance, you'll see how in the face of adversity, etc., what he did and how he did it, etc. And then next, in 2 weeks' time, we'll actually interview him face to face.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Just so, by the way, our thanks again to Anton Kaler. I mean, he did a great job standing in for you. And what a cool dude. So, thanks to Anton.
Absolutely. So, and Vince is one of the entrepreneurs that came out of the incubator from last year from the SOZA Foundation.
Wonderful.
Called the Genesis Incubator.
Right.
So, listeners, I'm going to share with you a little bit about Vince Mosebe. He's a creative entrepreneur that I met and mentored at the Genesis Incubator under the SOZA Foundation last year. He's all of 25 years old. I heard how Djokovic was knocked out by a young guy. Well, you know, young people can do amazing things.
Yeah.
So he's invented a portable power station called Sepo with many interesting features. I tried to reduce it down to just a few, but it integrates a 10-amp solar charge controller, a lithium-ion battery, and versatile ports for various devices which address the energy needs, particularly in a township environment. In addition, they've added capabilities of insect and bug extermination, enhancing its utility, catering to both energy provision and pest control. Finally, they incorporate a larger 20 battery and a 300-watt inverter, offering increased power capacity and the flexibility to charge larger devices like laptops and cameras. And between 40 to 60% of the material that's used is recycled and refurbished there. So this sustainable approach is not only to reduce electronic waste, but also to showcase a responsible approach to resource management. So I also wanted to say, listeners, this young Vince has displayed exceptional writing skill. So I'm going to read you what he said.
Okay.
And you'll see also the way he writes the story tells you something about this young man. And in 2 weeks' time, we'll interview him. At the end of this, I'm going to go into six things that I noted about him.
Okay.
In this. So, this is his story. In the quiet corridors of the SOZA Foundation, where knowledge and dreams intertwined, my journey began as a volunteer. The subjects I delved into were more than mere equations. They were the keys to unlocking possibilities. As a tutor in maths, physics, life science, and engineering, graphics, and design, my purpose was to illuminate the minds of those eager to learn. It was amidst this shared pursuit of knowledge that I crossed paths with Donovan Edwards, a colleague who saw beyond textbooks and into the realm of entrepreneurship. Donovan, having glimpsed a few of my inventions and heard my dreams, encouraged me to step into the world of entrepreneurship. The spark within me, dormant for far too long, found a gentle breeze to fan its flames. Joining the entrepreneurship program opened a door to my past where childhood friends welcomed me with open arms. They became pillars of support, urging me to transform my ideas from mere concepts to tangible prototypes. It was a reminder that my dreams were not destined to remain mere whispers, but could materialize into impactful innovations. However, the journey to innovation was not without its shadows. Memories haunted me of a childhood career day when, in a lab coat, I declared my aspirations to be an inventor like Leonardo da Vinci. The laughter and mockery from classmates echoed in my ears, attempting to extinguish the flame of ambition within. For a while, I succumbed to the dimming of my aspirations, almost losing hope. The roots of Mosebe Enterprise burrowed into the soil of adversity, nourished by the fires that had ravished my community in Freyfront. In 2020, during the chaos of a global pandemic, my room succumbed to flames, and with it, my belongings and a part of my spirit. The burns on my right hand became a physical emblem of the trauma I endured. This incident catapulted me into a quest to understand the root causes of the fire that had plagued my community, which was energy poverty. That revelation became my life's purpose, to make renewable and sustainable energy sources accessible to all, regardless of financial status or socioeconomic background. The journey through the entrepreneurship program became a tapestry woven with resilience, guided by the insightful lessons facilitated by Steve Reed. His lessons on perseverance and grit into the business world echoed in my ears, shaping my approach to challenges. I'm thankful that he said something so kind like that. But he also goes on to speak about others. Amidst this journey, Stephanie Esau, the project manager or incubator manager, emerged as a guardian angel. Beyond her professional role, she extended invaluable emotional support. Her unwavering encouragement and genuine concern for our well-being transcended the typical confines of mentorship. Stephanie made time to check on our mental health, offering a lifeline through calls and texts, ensuring we navigate both the intricacies of business and the turbulence of our own minds. As the program unfolded, the collective heartbeat of innovation resonated within the SOZO Foundation. The camaraderie, the trials, and the triumphs transformed the once silent corridors into a symphony of dreams realized and futures shaped. In every step, I discovered that the essence of entrepreneurship wasn't just about business plans. It was about resilience, camaraderie, and the unwavering belief that dreams, when nurtured, could blossom into reality. The genesis of my entrepreneurial pursuit was a fusion of passion, necessity, and an unyielding desire to make a tangible impact. Within the hub's nurturing environment, the seeds of inspiration sown in my mind flourished into tangible business concepts. Mentorship and resources acted as catalysts, propelling the realization of my entrepreneurial dreams. The impact of the hub on my business trajectory has been nothing short of monumental. Essential entrepreneurial skills were honed, and invaluable market insights were acquired, steering my venture towards sustainable growth. The program became a compass navigating through turbulent business waters, offering solutions and strategies with resilience and determination. Amidst the myriad lessons, one profound realization emerged, a shift in the perception of success. It's not solely measured by financial gains, but by the lives impacted and the legacy forged. This paradigm shift has fundamentally altered my approach, instilling purpose-driven leadership and a commitment to ethical practices. Looking ahead, the insights and skills gleaned from the hub form the bedrock of my long-term strategy. They serve as a guiding light, illuminating the path towards innovation, sustainability, and social responsibility. The networking opportunities facilitated by the hub have been invaluable, expanding my business's reach and fostering collaborative ventures. Reflecting on my journey, I offer a piece of advice to aspiring entrepreneurs. Embrace the journey wholeheartedly. Within its twists and turns lies opportunity for growth, learning, and transformation. If you choose to embark on this adventure, may you find solace and support in the nurturing space, embrace of a space like that of the hub at Sozo Foundation. He concludes, it's not just a space. It's a crucible of dreams where passion meets purpose and where the entrepreneurial spirit is nurtured to soar. So this creative young man has got an incredible gift, I think, to put things down into words there. He's actually part of, right now, at the ICCC in Cape Town. There's what's called the Global Entrepreneurship Week, and one of the spaces is devoted to young people, and the Sozo Foundation and the incubator is displaying, and they also displaying there.
Well, I want to tell you something. While you were talking, I was just listening, and it just shows you the incredible work that is done at the Sozo Foundation. And again, we come back to a remarkable man in Anton Kalin. Of course, you've contributed to that. And for those who don't know Steve, you haven't met Remarkable unless you've met him. And I'll say that while he's sitting right here in front of me. The other thing that I was thinking about was, it's not in this young man's nature, okay? But I would have ended that with, who's laughing now?
Sure. No, you're absolutely right. But I want to try and extract, Richard. I like to do that. I'm saying, well, so what can I learn? What can others learn from this?
Yeah.
So I just want to, listeners, I just want to extract six things quickly from this.
There's plenty of time, Steve.
Yeah. Firstly, first lesson that I see is, you know, entrepreneurship is a marathon. It's not a sprint. In fact, it's almost like 10 marathons looped together.
Mm.
And in that time, it's not if, it's when. When you face opposition, when you face opinion that says, ach, you'll never make it, or when you face criticism, or when you face the harshest critic of all, your own thinking. And it's about learning how to handle that, how to navigate that, and say that's not the only picture that there is. Because someone says, you'll never amount to much. What are you thinking? You want to be like Leonardo da Vinci. Don't buy into the opinions of others. Make sure that you staying true to your strengths, how you wired. First thing. So remember, part of entrepreneurship is developing that resilience and that grit that you handle adversity. He spoke about a fire that raged through Freyhrond. And again, one of the things about entrepreneurs is how they look back on events, etc. For many, that would have been just a traumatic event. For him, it was a point in which he said, how can I change the destiny of others? Again, how do you look at things? That was the second lesson. The third lesson, he said, the revelation became my life's purpose. Listeners, it is worth investing in asking yourself the question, what am I here for? What makes me tick? What's my why? What's my true north? Part of the reason that I'm sitting here, Richard, is because I believe that part of my purpose is to help build aspiring entrepreneurs. So, you know, I'm committed to that. Hopefully you've seen that I've tried to make a plan every time. But the point that I'm making is get to know your purpose. Don't buy into the thing, you know, I'm not like that person, like that person. You need to cut your own cloth and you need to step out. But once you get hold of that reason for which you've been designed, It is very, very powerful. Someone said there are two significant days, the day that you were born and the day that you discover why you were born. The fourth thing that he spoke about was the support that he received in particular from Stephanie, the incubation manager. It is true, listeners, that it really does take a village. It really does. It takes others to support you, encourage. So make yourself available. And you say, well, you know, I can't go to an incubator. I don't know where. You can start. You can start by reading. You can start by saying, where in my environment are there people who will inspire me and not push me down, that I can at least talk to them, I can at least listen to. Some of them you may not be able to gain access to, but for sure some of them will be gracious and generous enough to say, yeah, come and talk. So find that level of support that will help you to go to another level, as did with Vince. The fifth lesson is that he spoke about being part of a program. Now, a program means that there's commitment, that you know, one day you might show up and it's fantastic, it's wonderful, everything is going right. But then down the next day or the next week, there are challenges, etc. And that is, make sure that you are engaged for the long run. You're not a fly by night. You are in this showing true grit. He spoke about the genesis of his entrepreneurial pursuit was a fusion of passion, necessity, and an unyielding desire. Now, unyielding, it sounds like there's something that's driving him. You know, listeners, when you get so fueled by your passion that in spite of opposition and adverse circumstances, you still carry on, you'll find that you are a person with purpose that adds value to others. And that's amazing. And then the final thing that he said, which I thought was really lovely, he said that it's being an entrepreneur, starting a business, is not just about financial gains, but it's about lives impacted and a legacy forged. Someone said, don't start a business to make money. Start a business to make a difference. And again, it's around your why. It's around what value are you bringing? Is there a market? Is it something that that people will buy, etc.?
What problem are you solving?
Lovely. Yeah. Absolutely. We've said that quite a few times. Mm. And when you're doing that and you're adding value, the money will come.
Mm.
Honestly. But if you're only doing it for the money, I want to say, I think you're going to be poorer. That's an anomaly. You know, you're only doing it for the money, you're going to be poorer. I think you will be poorer because, you know, your venture into entrepreneurship is a lifetime commitment. And what you want to look back on is not just how much money you made, but how much impact you gave.
How much of a difference you made, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it's remarkable. I am truly, truly looking forward to meeting this young man. That story of his is absolutely incredible. I think many people would have just quit after they lost all their possessions in the fire, but that was the thing that inspired him. And that's that looking at the glass half full or half empty thing on steroids. On steroids.
Very much so.
So I think he's a remarkable young man, and I really am looking forward to. Where is he now? You say he's
at the ICCC. So okay. If anyone wants to go take a look at what's happening at the global.
Just tell people a little about that.
Okay. So there's an event every year called the Global Entrepreneurship Week, where entrepreneurship is showcased and by different organizations and institutions. And it's on at the ICCC, the International Conference Center, that thing in Cape Town. And I think it's wonderful. It's a mark of, I respect the fact that in Cape Town, making room for young people like this. You know, not only showcasing the guys that are making the millions, etc., but also making room for those that are starting. I think it's brilliant.
And is he going to produce this product, or are we going to find that out from him in 2 weeks' time?
Well, he is producing it.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the other entrepreneurs from his cohort have joined him, so that's called the Mosebi Enterprise.
Okay.
And they are producing this. But I want him to bring that, and I want him to talk a little bit more about that. Interesting, listeners, you'll find that he may not talk quite as fluently as he does, as he wrote, and so beautifully. But I think that's, again, part of that creative. There's a little hint there. Sometimes you need to pair that with a kind of skill and strength, which I think the other two guys also bring as well. We won't bring all three of them, but we'll bring Vince in 2 weeks' time.
I really am looking forward to it, Steve. Thank you very much for that. And in 2 weeks' time, folks, so we'll get the opportunity to meet Vince. Steve, it's wonderful to have you back. And
thank you.
I think that's an incredible story that you just shared. So until 2 weeks' time, thank you very much.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, listeners.